You need to turn off your television. If you're not watching Christian television, you really need to turn it off in your house. Because I'm going to make a statement to you. I don't care who you are. If you feed much of the world's television into your heart and mind, I'm going to guarantee you, you'll never walk in God's anointing. It's going to be impossible. I am trying my best to teach the word, and I want you to understand how to get healed. Now, when she said that they watched me, I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl out in Oregon that called, and she said, we listened to Caitlin's Miracle on DVD. 30 minutes. She said, that's the most awesome story. Oh, Sid Roth had you on over there, and that was in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I was, where I made that. Said, that's the most awesome story. Said, we have a little 6.5-year-old daughter that was born with eczema. She's got running, oozing sores all over her body. I want you to pray for her. I know she's going to be healed. I said, ma'am, it don't work like that. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, there is a sin issue here that we got to take care of. Now, this is what the church don't want to hear. I mean, I've admit a sin issue. You mean to tell me you think if I'm sick, there's a sin in my life? No, that couldn't be. You know, that could not be. Well, if that could not be, then let me take you to Exodus 15:26, and I want to see how you interpret Exodus 15:26. Now, look at this. Look at what he says here. He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. What does it mean to diligently hearken to the voice of God? Does that mean to go to church every Sunday? Would that be diligence? You think that would be good enough, just go to church on Sunday? Oh, no, that wouldn't be good enough. Huh? Remember, when you wake up on Monday morning, you need to be praising Him too, right? When you go to bed on Monday night, you ought to be praising Him. When you sit down for dinner, you ought to be praising Him, right? When you're driving down the road in your car going to work, you ought to be. Is that diligence? That's diligence. Yeah, that's diligence. Somebody says, you know, that I can't. No, I can't do that. Well, then forget it. God, He's the one said it, right? You need to be diligent. Hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes. Then, if you do all these things, I, God, will put, how many? None of these diseases upon you. Now, if you obey Him, how many diseases did He say He's going to put on you? None. Somebody said, well, God don't put disease on us anyway. Oh, yes, He does. Somebody says, that's what the devil does. Well, God uses him, I'll have to say. He definitely uses him. But who's in ultimate control of everything? God. He's the only one you really got to please. If you please Him, guarantee you can walk in total obedience. If you walk in total obedience to His word and you walk in faith, then you can walk in divine health. Now then, somebody says, you mean to tell me you believe you can walk in divine health and never be sick again? Yes, I do. I believe you can. Well, do you think you're more righteous than the rest of us? No. I don't think I'm a bit more righteous than the rest of you. But here's what I have learned to do. It's not in my righteousness, but it's in His. I look to His righteousness. I am. Peter, how did you raise this crippled man up? He said, if you think it was by my righteousness or my holiness, let it not be known. But it was by faith in the name of the righteous one. He's the one I used to get this man healed. So how do we walk in divine health? By His righteousness. Now then, does that mean we have a license to sin? Absolutely not. God says no sin. He said, if you're my child, you've died to sin. And how in can a man sin that's dead? You know, people will write letters to me and say, you know, but Paul was one of the greatest apostles, but he was a sinner. No. When Paul says he was the chief of sinners, you'll notice he said, I was the chief of sinners. I persecuted the church and I killed him before I got saved. When I got saved, now Paul's the one that done the most teaching on no more sin. No more sin. I mean, Paul was a teacher of no more sin after you get saved. Paul wasn't a sinner. After he got saved, before he got saved, yes, he was a sinner. He saw himself as the chief of sinners. But how can a man say, I'm the chief of sinners, and then get saved, and then start saying, how in can a man possibly sin if he's dead to sin? You can't. Now, you see, Paul wasn't a sinner there, was he? But what made the difference was his accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. Before that, were you a sinner before you got saved? Oh, yeah. Oh, and some of us say, oh, was I ever a sinner before I got saved? Ooh, was I a real stinker before I got saved? But some of you were good kids. Some of you was raised in a good Christian home, and you just were a sinner because you wasn't saved. That's it. But there, he says, if you do everything he says, he will put none of these diseases upon you. Then we go to Exodus 23, 25. Exodus 23, 25, and he said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. So if you serve the Lord and do everything he says, how much sickness has he promised to take away from you? Does everybody see this like I see it? And now let's go to the next one. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7:15. Deuteronomy 7:15 says, and the Lord will take away from thee, how much? All sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Now, if you read up above that, you'll find out if you obey me and do everything I say. That's what he says. So, I don't know if you see this like I do, and obviously some people do not. But from just these three scriptures that we've read, if I obey him and do everything he says, even under the old covenant, how much sickness does he say is going to come upon me? None. Is that what he said? So, you read that just like I do you, ma'am? Now, do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love not having to be sick. How would you like to be able to lock on to this by faith and say, I ain't never going to have another sick day? See, 26 years ago, I walked into my place of business and told the people that you're looking at a man that received Jesus as his personal healer last night, and I'm never going to have another sick day. And guess what they all done to me? They laughed. Sure, they laughed. I mean, you're crazy. You know, everybody's got to be sick. I said, no, I learned from God's word last night. I got it in my heart. I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer. I'm taking sickness and disease out of my vocabulary. I ain't never going to have it again in the name of Jesus. And I've walked in faith for that for 26 years. Isn't that amazing? But you know, that's just like faith. It didn't come up on me. It took me 45 years of my life to get there. It's like I was telling this couple here about this man that came here a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. I guess it had been at least 3 years ago. When he came up front, I said, what can I pray for you for, brother? He said, my eyes. I said, what's wrong with your eyes? He said, he had real thick glasses. He said, I have 2700 vision in both eyes. That's pretty bad, isn't it? I said, wow, 2,700, that's bad. He said, I want my eyes back where I can see perfect. I said, okay. So I prayed for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to his faith, restore his eyes. Did Jesus tell us we had to have faith? He said, what do I need to do? I said, I want you to take this wonderful promise, and I'm going to, let's go look at it in Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. I want you to see the scripture I give him. Mark 11:23, it said, for verily, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, that's the secret. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So, you know, people come up and I say, what's wrong with you? I have diabetes. You believe you have diabetes? Oh, yeah, I know I got diabetes. No? You need to be like that man. I had diabetes, but I don't have it anymore. I now know that Jesus bore that sickness, and I don't have it no more. But anyway, he come up, and he wanted me to pray, and I did. And I told him, I said, take that Mark 11:23, and I want you to start quoting Mark 11:23. It says, whatsoever you say when you believe with your heart, you can have it. Is that what he said? So I said, start saying. According to Mark 11:23, I have perfect vision. Up close, far away, night and day, I can see perfect all the time in the name of Jesus. And then every time you say it, say, thank you, Lord, for my perfect eyes in Jesus' name. He said, how long do I have to say it? I said, until it works. See, I don't know where his faith level's at. I just know that scripture is written in the book, and I know that scripture will work. Don't you? If God put it in the book, it's got to do what it says. It cannot lie to us, because God cannot tell us something that's impossible to happen. If he said it, he means it. In everything he says. So he started saying it. Well, I don't know, a year or two goes by, and Cheryl and I were over at, I was speaking at a luncheon over at Hillcrest, great big church over in North Dallas, and there were probably 200 or 300 people at that luncheon that day. After I got through speaking, I said, if there's anybody here that would like to be prayed for, I'd stay and be happy to pray for you. Well, this guy come walking up here, and he says, you remember me? I looked at him, I said, no, sir, I don't remember you. He said, I was the guy that had the 2700 vision. I said, oh, I said, then, but you're not wearing any glasses anymore. He said, that's right, I had it, but I don't have it anymore. He said, you told me what to do, and I started saying that. And he said, I said it, and I said it, and I said it, and I said it. He said, for months I said it. No telling how many times I said it. He said, one day I was driving down the freeway out here. I said, Lord, thank you, according to Mark 11:23, for my perfect, clear, sharp eyes. I can see perfect in the name of Jesus. And he said, I heard a voice. You finally believe it. He said, yes, Lord, I believe it. See, he thought he believed it the first time he said it. But obviously, he didn't. Because, see, God alone knows in your heart, doesn't he? He says, you must not doubt in your heart. He had told his heart this over and over and over until finally God says, that's it. That time, you got it. And he said, well, Lord, I believe it. He said, well, then why don't you take off your glasses? So he said, I pulled off to the side of the road and stopped. I took my glasses off and I looked out there expecting to see everything and said, couldn't see nothing. Now see, God's testing him, isn't he? He's going to find out. And you know what a lot of people would have said? I don't believe this. It didn't work. And he still would have been blind. But he said, Lord, I want to thank you one more time for my perfect, clear, sharp eyes.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Is Any Sick Among You? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.